Blessed are the weird people.
Poets.
Misfits.
Painters.
Writers.
Troubadours.
For they teach us to see the world through different eyes.
This is Blessed Are the Weird on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Jacob Nordby.
Hello, hello, and hells yeah. Happy Friday to you, my friends and fellow weirdians from the growing tribe around the world. I'm Jacob Nordby. And coming to you today from Empower Radio's satellite location deep in the mountains of Idaho, where, not to make you envious, but the sky is bluer and the fish are bigger and everything is just quite a bit more awesome, actually. This is the Blessed Are the Weird show. I'm so glad you're here. Remember, this is where we talk about how blessed, how magical life is when we learn to see the world through different eyes. And we get to meet people who are doing that. And it inspires us to live our biggest, brightest, most inspired, juicy selves out there. And hey, I have a special guest joining us today to talk about something really important, and I'll introduce her and this mystery topic. And we're not talking about beer today, although it is Friday, in just a minute. But first, here's an update from the Bureau of Internal Truth and Beauty. You have to leave the city of your comfort and go into the wilderness of your intuition. What you'll discover will be wonderful. What you'll discover is yourself. And that's by Alan Alda. And with that, I've kind of let the cat out of the bag, actually, because today we're talking about that big, little, scary thing called intuition with our guest, Suzanne Michelle. And Suzanne is the founder of revivewithenergy.com, and she lives right here in Boise, Idaho, and she works with people around the world, though, coaching them on how to access and employ what she calls our greatest natural resource. And I am going to introduce her and talk more about her work. I could go down through all of her qualifications and things, you know, right this minute, but I think the best thing to do is just welcome her on the air, and we're gonna dive right in. Suzanne, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you. Nice talking to y'all.
Yeah, and we have people, and I've been getting you know, notes and chatter from around the world, and a bunch of people are excited to meet you today, Suzanne.
Great.
Yeah, no, this is gonna be fun. And, you know, I'm really happy to talk about, in this is the third show in this Blessed of the Weird debut, but I really am excited to have you come on and talk to us about intuition. And I know everyone who's listening has heard of that, but I want to talk about, you know, what it is, why it's relevant to the crowd of people who care about, you know, living like we talk about on this show, and then sort of what they should do next, how they can actually use that. I know that's your work in the world. So tell us what intuition is.
Oh, gosh, that's a big question, because everybody experiences intuition so differently. But intuition is really having a direct feeling or experience beyond our rational knowledge. So it's knowing something, but there's really no logical reason why. And so sometimes when you're getting an intuitive hit, you feel as though you're completely irrational, which actually it is irrational, because there is no logical reason why you're getting the information that you're getting. So I like to take the word intuition and break it down. So intuition is my inner teacher, and it's your inner teacher. It's a way to really be informed. It's a way to learn. It's a way to be guided in the world. And the intuitive information that we receive, it's really not fully understood. And scientists have been trying to figure out what it is. So it's really challenging even for me to explain what it is. But I just want to share with you, there is a really good resource, the Institute of HeartMath. If you haven't checked it out, heartmath.org, HEARTMATH.org. They have discovered and proven that the electromagnetic field of the heart detects information much, much faster than the electromagnetic field of the brain. So they have proved that intuition is real. So check out that website. Also, I just want to lay out on the table, everyone is naturally intuitive. Just some of us are better at denying or hiding from our intuition, and then we say that we're not intuitive. So that's kind of it's kind of a scary thing to deal with. And that's why we say intuition sometimes can be scary.
Yeah. So that actually interesting you say that. In fact, you know, because we are talking about a topic which is big and mm-hmm. people know kind of on some level kind of that it's there. I mean, they can touch it, but it's not really crystal clear for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Suzanne, what do you hope to send people away with? What's the biggest understanding or whatever that you want them to leave today after another 25 minutes or so of talking with us? What do you want them to know about?
Well, first of all, okay, life is not getting easier, right? Because of all the options we have to choose from with, I don't know, anything from health decisions to relationship decisions. And there's an excess of information out there. And we have to sift through it every single day. So I would like people to walk away with something easier than confusion, something easier that can kind of like bust through all the kind of have like a BS meter instead of having to waste their time with failed relationships, failed business partnerships, failed diets, among other failings. So I would like to just have them take away that the best that they can do for themselves is tapping into their intuition, because it is the most valuable and natural resource we have. It's our gold. It's our currency. Mm. So if we don't have inner knowing, we're going to be susceptible to external information that isn't always correct.
Yeah. And interesting you say that. We chatted just for a minute before the show started today, and you mentioned that the time we're living in right now. Remember what you're saying there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything, it's so uncertain. We are living in the most uncertain of times, and then as well as the best of times, in that we have so much access to so much information, but we need to be able to sift through it. And, you know, it's kind of like when I have a Yahoo account, email account, right? And most of the information is just crap. And so I can quickly go through, and I feel like almost the important emails kind of pop out at me and the other ones kind of fade away. And so I can easily delete stuff because I know what's important and what's not just based on my intuition. So it's, I don't know if that helps, but.
Well, yeah, no, I think you nailed it. We're living in a time, and I want people, not just people. Okay. So if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you, please sit up straight just for a minute here. In just a minute, Suzanne's going to walk us through a game called the Honesty Portal game. And I'll let her tell you about that in just a minute, but I want you to know, we are going to be bringing you directly into an experience of your own intuition. So it's not just this concept, right? Because otherwise we could all just go to the movie and entertain ourselves in other ways. We're talking about something you can actually take home with you from this show. But, yeah, before I go there, we are living in this fascinating time, and I've talked about this before too, of the world is changing so quickly, and we can all feel it, Suzanne, right? I mean, we can all feel how quickly it's changing, and that, you did a video. In fact, let's just talk about your site briefly here. So you at revivewithenergy.com is your website.
Yep.
And you do these great awesome video posts on a weekly basis. And you recently did one talking about fight or flight, right? And how.
Yes. So the biggest complaint or issue that somebody wants me to help them through is getting unstuck. Whether they're stuck in, you know, their creative, innovative ideas at work, relationships, health, whatever it is, they're trying to get unstuck. And I always have to remind my client, and I want to remind you too, is, and I have to remind myself this, is that it's not our fault when we get stuck. And the reason why it's not our fault is because we were hardwired with basically a fight, flight, or paralysis system in our bodies that when we get triggered physiologically by a threat, of the status quo or some kind of change or shift in our life, we do one of three things pretty much. We either fight and push against whatever it is and start driving harder and maybe even sabotage or control or whatever the situation, or we flee from the situation and deny and suppress and hide, or we literally get paralyzed and we just get stopped in our tracks. And so we can't move forward. And it's like we have this even as much as, you know, our conscious mind and our cognitive thoughts are like, no, no, just move forward, just go, take action. We can't, because we fall prey to procrastination and perfectionism and all these other wonderful ways of distracting us from moving forward. So yeah, getting stuck is, for all of us, I think, our biggest our biggest struggle.
Yeah, well, and I was going to ask you a while ago, you know, what are some of the top reasons people come to you to learn how to use their intuition? But you just said it, right? So they come, people show up saying, they don't probably call you up and say, hey, I want to learn how to use my intuition more, right?
No. What I do, the reason why I'm an intuition coach is because I use my intuition when I'm working. So I use my intuitive gifts. And when I'm working with a person, I pull from them through questions their own intuition to solve their own problem, which I personally don't believe we have problems. But that's that's a whole nother segment.
Is that another show? Okay, we'll come back to that.
That's a whole nother show. But basically, in 2 seconds, basically we create problems so we can perpetually try to fix something, and there's really nothing to fix. We have circumstances that they're not problems, they're circumstances, and they're simple to work through. They're not easy, but they are simple to work through. And as soon as we get really honest and we begin to bring those things that we've denied and suppressed and hid up to the surface, we can just blast through these through energy techniques that I use, certain guided visualizations, and we can just blast through all this BS, which, you know what? People are ready. People are so tired of talking about the old crap, talking about their problems. They don't want to anymore. They just want to move through it and evolve. I believe the people that I'm dealing with, they want to evolve. They don't want to go to a psychiatrist or psychologist who is either psychiatrist going to prescribe them medication or psychologist who's going to drag them through all their old childhood stuff. People come to me because they want to blast through their limiting conclusions, beliefs, ideas, programming, and start living their best life.
Yeah. So we mentioned earlier, and then what you just said, I could actually feel it inside of myself. So I'm going to go ahead and ask it, because I'm sure, you know, because, and I don't know if you knew this, Suzanne, but when people tune in to listen to this show, we get to read their minds. Did you know that?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just reading some minds out there, and there were some people going, oh, okay, this is freaking me out a little bit, because if I really go there, if I start to look at this stuff, that feels pretty scary. Why do you think it is scary for people to turn away from the way they've been seeing their lives and start seeing through different eyes, seeing through these intuitive eyes? Why is that scary?
Oh my gosh, it's a total risk. It risks everything that they've believed thus far about their lives. I daily play a game with myself, and I call it the honesty portal. And I think things, do things, say things when no one else is looking on purpose, so I can know myself as deeply as I can. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm going to follow through with everything I think, say, or feel, but I pretend a lot. I go into a space of, I don't have to do anything about it. I mean, I can, you know, on the surface, walk down the street and I look like a normal human being, but I'm not normal, by the way. So what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, it's totally scary to be honest if you're standing from the rooftops shouting your truth. But it's not scary if you're alone with yourself, just pretending. And that's probably, I'm probably being confusing when I'm saying pretending, but you basically, help me out here, Jacob. Let's see.
So we're sort of doing a role play, right? So we're projecting ourselves into somebody. Okay, this is never going to happen in the real world, but let's just pretend like it did.
Yeah.
How would that even look?
Yeah. So, like, with being honest, so going back to the scariness of intuition, I really want to stress that it's scary because your heart races when you have to be honest, because you have to be, with honesty, you're becoming vulnerable. You're removing those shields that you've created to be perfect, look normal, you know, dress like everyone else, look like everyone else, sound like everyone else, go to the right school, you know, all that stuff. And so it's scary to be honest, to say to yourself, you know what? I actually don't want to do the job that I'm doing. I'm tired of impressing my parents. Or, you know, this relationship has actually, I've been actually getting stomach aches through this whole entire relationship, and I'm ready for it to be over. You know, the list goes on. But what is the common thread is the scariness part of it. And that's the part where you have to make a change if you follow through on the action of your innermost thoughts. And that's why I say nobody has to do anything right now. In fact, you don't have to do anything for the rest of your life as far as being honest. But if you want a kick-ass life, being honest is going to be your first step, because you're going to reveal to yourself everything that maybe you have, the things that make you unhappy that you've repressed, suppressed, denied, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So let's invite that person right now who's listening to this saying, okay, that sounds great. Let's play the game. Let's invite them into the game. Help them play it.
Okay. So basically, I want to the ground rules, I guess. So I will share this. I am only as receptive to my inner wisdom, my intuitive guidance, as I am clear to who I am, right? And not limited by my beliefs, my behaviors, my judgments, my old patterning that block my own intuition to remain safe. So whatever is buried or repressed or you know, all those unresolved, unacknowledged fears, they distort my intuition. So how this happens is the fears become the filter through which my intuition can operate. So basically, the more you you map and clear your fears, the clearer intuition becomes. So honesty is key. And honesty can be totally scary for us, like I said. So that's why I play this game all the time. So when I want intuitive guidance on something, I play this game. So just like when you tend a garden, before you plant the fruits or the vegetables in your garden, you have to pretend it. You pretend, meaning get it ready, right? So that's why I was using that word pretend. We kind of, when we hear the word pretend, I think we think of, like, you know, little kids playing and making things up. But I think of it as pretending, like pretending a garden.
I love that. If I can interrupt, I love that because I've never seen that word in that way.
You know, pretend. I learned it along the way. I want to say I learned it from, do you know Jill Renee Feeler?
Yeah, the name, sure.
Yes, theplatinumage.com. Mm-hmm. There's a plug for Jill. but I think I got it from her. If I didn't get it from her, anyways, you should go visit her because she's pretty cool too. But yeah, so pretend. So basically, you're making sure the dirt is, I don't know, nutritious enough to add the vegetable seeds. Mm-hmm. So you till it. You may rotate new fresh compost in it to give it richness. You may water it down. Basically, you pretend it. So what we're going to do is the same thing with your intuitive guidance. So remember, everyone out there, you don't have to plant anything right now, okay? You are just pretending to your intuitive insights. So let's just, everybody right now, just drop into our bodies and take a couple of deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now, bring up in your awareness a challenge or struggle you are having and that you want intuitive guidance. Now, pretend that no one is watching or judging or observing you at all. Okay? Pretend that you can be completely honest with yourself and share with yourself your most innermost desires about this thing you're struggling with. And let this be your secret. Okay? No one needs to know. No one's watching. So, you know, the worst thing we do is lie to ourselves, and then we lie to others in the process of covering up our inner knowings. And that is when we really deny our intuition. So imagine yourself pouring all of your honest dreams, desires, thoughts into this pretending soil. You don't have to do anything with this information if you're not ready. But just give yourself credit and respect. Operative word there, respect, for taking the first step in letting your intuitive honesty flow. This is big because most people are not honest with themselves, even themselves. And then if you're ready to act on your intuition, you can actually, I can add a step to this game, which is you can basically do this exercise over and over again and ask for each step to be shown to you by placing seeds in the soil. So when you're asking your intuitive guidance to show you what the next step is to actualize this thing for you, whatever it is, you know, you may not get the answer right away, but by planting a seed in your awareness, pretending, your intuition will give you clues in the following days, weeks, months, whatever, through synchronicity. Doors will start to open up, choice points will be revealed. And, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not a walk in the park, guaranteed. I know for myself, it can suck sometimes, but your life will truly bloom and you will reap the fruits of following your intuition.
This is really powerful, Suzanne. And I'm really grateful you gave us that tool. And I want to invite people, everyone, those of you right now listening to that who got that, I want you to understand that what we're talking about, and I think we have about a minute and a half left here, what we're talking about is an actual revolution in our lives. And I know, Suzanne, you and I have talked about this before, that we're not talking about just doing something for ourselves here, even though that's what we are talking about. But as we do this for ourselves, as we lay down our own chains, as we step into our own greatest, best versions of ourselves, we're actually changing the world, right?
Yeah. 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 We really are. We really are. Because it allows people to step up into their authentic way of living as well. When you see your friends do it and when you see family members do it, it gives you the courage to stand up too. It's really a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Well, my producer is telling us that we are right up against the end of this. So before we get off the air, people want to connect with you at revivewithenergy.com. And what will they get if they show up there?
Yeah, they can go there and poke around, and you can watch tons of videos that I post weekly on my morning shower aha moments, tons of tips and loads of information about specific intuitive questions or challenges that we all have. Also, I have a downloadable guided visualization for you on the homepage, and it's free. It's for you to do whatever you want with it. It's to help you to tap into your intuition. And then also, if you have any questions about this show or anything about intuition, email me directly at Suzanne@revivewithenergy.com.
Outstanding. Suzanne, thank you so much for being with us today. I know we'll bring you back. And I hear the music telling us we're about out of time here. So I'll just tell folks that please do connect with Suzanne at revivewithenergy.com and join us next week when we meet Nancy Satrevogel, who took her family and did a bike trip from Alaska to Argentina. Guys, thanks for joining us here on the Blessed Are the Weird show. Thanks to Empower Radio. And we will talk with you again next week.
Thank you.